Hey everyone, welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. On this podcast, we share some thoughts from our weekly gatherings as home churches, as well as our messages from when we all get together. It's our desire to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus, and we hope that this podcast encourages you to walk in that way. Thanks again for joining us, and enjoy this episode. Hey everybody, this is Caleb and Shannon here with Motion Church Weekly. We want to thank you for joining us this week on the podcast, and great to have Shannon back with us this week. We looked this weekend with our church here at John chapter 1. We finished up chapter 1 looking at verses 35 through 51, and a really great study. And so before we get into the stuff today, Shannon wanted to kind of just give you a little bit of background about most of the people that we're going to encounter here in the book of John. And so, Shannon, go ahead and give that to us.
Yeah, one of the things I really wanted to just emphasize again, and this is something that I'll be doing as I teach through my sections of John, is we got to understand that this gospel and all the gospels are part of God's ongoing story that started all the way back in Genesis. And one of the things to understand is the gospels are focused on Jesus's earthly ministry. And so he's ministering to the people of Israel. And you have to understand that culture is steeped in the scriptures. They knew their scriptures, which to us is now known as the Old Testament. And so as you read through the Old Testament, and even getting up into Paul's letters, as he's really focused on the Gentile church, there's a lot of imagery, there's a lot of words, there's a lot of cross references to the Old Testament. And so this is definitely something that as you study through the Gospels, you want to look up all the cross references, you want to understand these concepts, and this is what's going to help you really get the gist of what the writer is trying to say. Because like in this case, John, he's making assumptions that the people he's writing to are familiar with the scriptures. So he doesn't go into as much detail as we would like. There are instances like when he uses the word rabbi, and then in parentheses we have, which means teacher. But the thing that we kind of miss, if you're not understanding how important the scriptures were and how it manifested itself in the culture of its day, is just take right before that section where you've got the two disciples who are following John the Baptist, and he points out to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," and the two disciples start following Jesus, and Jesus turns and says, "Hey, what are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Hey, Rabbi." So they're calling him teacher. They ask him, "Where are you staying?" And so you're kind of thinking, okay, yeah, cool. So they want to hang out and have some coffee with him, you know, and see what he's all about. But the thing you got to understand, culturally speaking, is in order to come under the teaching of a rabbi, of a particular teacher, what you did is you literally followed him. Yeah. You like attached yourself to him. And where he went, you went. What he taught, you listened and you repeated. It's a good example in the Old Testament is Elijah and Elisha. You know, he followed the prophet everywhere he went and did what he did. And so that's actually what they're doing. And that's why Jesus says, "Hey, what are you seeking? Okay, what are you really getting at?" And so it's important to really take the time, understand God's overall story, understand the cultural context, and look up all of the Old Testament references that are in there, and your eyes will be opened up to how awesome this book is. So,
yeah, I think that's a part that a lot of people miss. I mean, I missed it. Absolutely. The many times I've read through the book of John, and going through this time and slowing down and really looking up, you know, why did he say this? Why did he use this word here? And really looking up those Old Testament references really have opened my eyes to, first of all, how big God's story is.
Absolutely.
And how awesome it is that it's all connected. You know, a lot of people that I've talked to in the past, it's like, Old Testament, yeah, there's a lot of cool stories back there, but we're in the New Testament. It's like, well, the New Testament is only because of what we have in the Old Testament. There's so much connection there, and just a really great thing that we're able to look at. And
Exactly.
man, this week had a bunch of Old Testament references.
Oh,
So
yeah.
we'll try and share some of those with you guys here on the podcast tonight or whenever you're listening. And so we'll pick up here. John chapter 1. Again, we read 35 through 51 to finish out chapter 1. And we were studying here. 35 through 37 is John the Baptist with two of his disciples, which we know for sure. One of them was Andrew, Peter's brother. And the other one appears to be John, who was the one that wrote this gospel. And so these two guys are with John the Baptist, and they see Jesus walking by again. And John the Baptist says, "Hey, look, that's the Lamb of God." Same thing that he said in the previous passage when he saw him right before Jesus got the Holy Spirit. And so when he says this, this was just crazy to me. It says that the disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. So they totally just left John the Baptist. They said, "All right, man, thanks. Catch you later." And they just go follow Jesus. And when you think about it, though, and you look back in the context of chapter one, that's what John the Baptist was there to do. And he had that attitude. It's like, it's not about me. It's about Christ and getting people to follow him. And so that's what happened there. And as we continue, we see, like Shannon was just sharing, the interaction between those two disciples and Jesus, calling him Rabbi, the teacher. And Jesus's response to them when they ask, "Where are you staying?" He just simply says, "Come and see." He doesn't say, tell him exactly where. He just says, "Come and you will see." And so he gives them this twofold thing. You got to come and then you'll see what's going on. And so it says in verse 39, so they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day for about the 10th hour. And so this is super cool. Jesus just invited them to come and see, and they ultimately did. So when we keep reading, though, we see one of the greatest things happen here in the Bible is Andrew goes and finds his brother Peter, who we know a lot about. And he goes and finds his brother Peter, and in verse 41, it says, he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. And was really cool to really look at that word Messiah. In Hebrew, it means the anointed one. And in Greek, it was translated as the Christ. And so that anointed one was symbolic of in the Old Testament when kings and priests were anointed with oil. And in this book here, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. And so that imagery is really cool, calling him the Messiah.
Yeah.
And then another crazy thing is Jesus gets to see Peter, and he looks at him and he says, "You're Simon, the son of John." And he says, "You're going to be called Kephas." He changes his name. You're no longer going to be what you're usually called. You're going to be Kephas now. So Jesus changes his name. And we looked at, if you want to look it up, a nice cross-reference of Peter and specifically relating to his name. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, where Jesus says that on Peter, on this rock, he was going to build his church. And a really great cross-reference there to look up. Verse 43 through 46, Jesus, the next day, he gets up and he's going to Galilee, and he finds some more people. He finds a guy named Philip, and he asks him to follow him. And Philip knew Andrew and Peter. He was from the same city there. And then Philip went and found a guy named Nathanael. And the interaction between Philip and Nathanael is one that really has that Old Testament connection there. I'll read it in verse 45. It says, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And just in that verse alone, we have so many different Old Testament references that we could go to, referring to when Moses wrote in the law and when the prophets wrote and they testified about this coming Redeemer, this promised one that God spoke of. And I'll just give you those references here. That's Deuteronomy 18, verses 18 and 19 is a good one. That's Moses. And then Isaiah 52, 13, and really all of chapter 53, which we shared, I think, a little bit ago in another podcast. Really cool talking about Jesus. Another one is Daniel. Daniel's dream in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. We also looked at Zechariah 9, 9. And all of these Old Testament references are just speaking of this promised one who is going to come, this king who is going to come. And we talked about how, you know, the Jews, when they expected a king to come, they thought it was going to be this big, awesome king, going to really give it to the Romans and get back at them. And so when Jesus came, he was nothing like that. It kind of threw him off guard there. But Jesus was the one who fulfilled those things. And what's funny, though, is Nathanael, he hears this from Philip that they found the Messiah, found Jesus. And Nathanael goes, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" He's like, why would Jesus come out of Nazareth? And Nazareth was just this nobody town, didn't have a whole lot. And Shannon, I think you mentioned to me, it wasn't even mentioned in the Old Testament.
Yeah, not even mentioned.
And so it's crazy that Nazareth comes up and Philip's like, "I don't remember hearing anything about Nazareth, and there's nothing good that could come out of there." But Philip, he responds the same way Jesus responded to Andrew and John, those two original disciples. And Philip says, "Just come and see." And so, again, just giving an invitation there. "Hey, I hear what you're saying, but come and see Jesus, because this is who he says he is."
Yep, and, exactly.
So cool. So Nathanael ends up going, and Jesus gets to talking to Nathanael. He says, "Behold, there's an Israelite. This is an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no deceit." And Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." So Jesus has this interesting talk with Nathanael here. Calls him out for being a righteous man, a very, very good man in whom there's no deceit. And Nathanael's like, "How do you know who I am?" And Jesus kind of shares his knowledge of himself being God and having these supernatural abilities to know who people are. And he says, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And this is what cemented things for Nathanael. Because Jesus said, "Hey, I knew you and I know you." And Nathanael's like, in verse 49, he says, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And so a lot of Old Testament references here happen too, because we see Nathanael was under the fig tree, and we can infer when we get to a little bit later there in verses 50 and 51 that Nathanael was probably thinking about Jacob in the Old Testament. And we talked about on together with our church that Jacob was a guy who was kind of deceitful at times in his life. And so Jesus says, "Hey, to Nathanael, you're a guy who doesn't have deceit in him." And so that automatically kind of made Nathanael think. But Nathanael realized that Jesus knew who he was, and he understood Jesus to be the Son of God in this messianic sense. And that we looked at Psalm chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And then Nathanael also noted that he was the King of Israel, who would have God's Spirit on him, and he would have this supernatural knowledge. And we looked at Isaiah chapter 11, which is an amazing chapter talking about the future king, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And so to close out this passage in 50 and 51, we see Jesus telling Nathanael, he's like, "Just because I said I saw you under the fig tree, you believe?" He says, "You're going to see greater things than these." And he's telling him to buckle up, because there's going to be some really awesome things coming. And he says in verse 51, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And so when we hear Jesus say, "Truly, truly," that's a time where we really need to perk up and be on the ready. And, So Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So what's Jesus getting at here? "You will see heaven open, angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Well, if we think about Jacob, who Nathanael was probably thinking about when he was under the fig tree, in Genesis 28, Jacob takes a rest. and he has this vision of angels coming down from heaven and going up from earth on this ladder, making the connection between heaven and earth. And he sees this ladder. And so Jesus is saying, just like Jacob saw the angels descending on this ladder, he said, you're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, which is me. And so he says, hey, I am that ladder that Jacob saw. And really, really cool there that Nathaniel's going to see some pretty cool stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And man, it was a great study. We got through a lot, so many different Old Testament references. And so we kind of compiled all these things and we looked at it and we said, you know, how does this impact us as a church? How does this impact us personally? Because we don't want to just be filled with knowledge. We don't want to just learn all of these things and just get puffed up, as the Bible says, with knowledge, and then not do anything with it. We want it to change our life. That's what Jesus wants us to do with his word, is let it fill us and change us. And so really I want to leave a couple things for everybody to think about as you're listening to this podcast and reading through the word, is that in this passage specifically, I believe one of the main themes in this is that our job is to invite people to follow Jesus and not us. We see several times, first of all, Jesus, or John the Baptist, says, hey, there's the Lamb of God. Don't follow me, follow him. So he sends his disciples off. Then we see Jesus saying, come and see. And then we see Philip saying, come and see. And, you know, we can't make people follow Jesus. We can just invite them to come and see him. And one of the biggest ways they see him is through our life. And so if we're living in a way that is becoming more and more like Christ, then when we invite them to come and see him, they'll truly see Jesus. Yeah. And the second part, I think, is really cool. And I think it's something that Christians, followers of Jesus, don't really think about a whole lot. And it's that if you are a follower of Jesus, you're part of God's story. God sent Jesus to this earth to redeem all of mankind for our sin. We had no way to make a way to God. And so he sent Jesus. And so now with Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead, we now can be redeemed. We can have a right relationship with God. And so we are now a part of God's story. When Jesus came and like we talked about before, when that spirit of God remained on Jesus, now the Holy Spirit is here and he is with every single person who puts their faith and trust in Christ. And we are now part of that body of Christ. We are now Christ here on this earth to go forth into the world. And so really, really cool. I want you to take encouragement in that you are part of God's story. He wants to use you to make himself known to people. And so that's a really cool thing, but also let the weight of that sit honest, knowing that, hey, we have a responsibility. We're not just saved to, you know, keep it to ourselves. We are blessed to be a blessing, just like Abraham, when God told Abraham that, you're going to be blessed to be a blessing. And I want to leave you with those two thoughts there as you're kind of reading through the Bible. Remember, you're part of God's story, but then also remember that it's your job to invite people to come and see Jesus. And so, Shannon, you got anything else you want to add to that?
No, you know, I think you summed it up all pretty good, and it is really, really important to it's real easy for us to say the right things and not really look at, do our actions truly reflect that? And that was really, one of the things that Jesus went after, as we're going to see as we go through this gospel, against the religious elite and whatnot, is they're saying one thing, but their actions were doing another, and they were focused on the wrong things, thinking they were doing the right thing. And that's the real key. It's like you were stressing. Jesus said, you know, come and see. He told Philip, follow me. And that's what we're here to do. Yep. We're not here to follow the church. We're here to follow Jesus. And so in our own life, we need to make sure that we're truly living out the things that we say. And that's the cool thing, is he's with us every step of the way to help us and encourage us. And I just want to say, going into next week, as we get into chapter 2, there's going to be some really cool things that come along, because Jesus now is going to start going after some of these traditions. Mm-hmm. and really, I mean, throwing God's people for a loop. And yeah. So it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, we are excited. We're just through chapter 1. It's been good. So, well, thanks for listening today, everybody. We hope this is a blessing to you. And we will catch up with you next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.